Good morning, everybody. Call the ADA board meeting for June 11th to order. Corinne, would you call the roll of the board members, please?
Mr. Wilkins.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Here.
Ms. Nygaard.
Here.
Mr. Hughes. Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
Here.
Mr. Dick.
Mr. Cruz.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Would you roll call the staff and the public, please?
Okay. As I point you in the room, please state your name and your organization. We'll start at the table.
John Springsteen, ADA.
We'll start back here.
Chris Anderson, ADA.
Michael Lamb, ADA.
Brian Bjorkus, Department of Law.
Jennifer Bardet, ADA.
Sherry Severson,
ADA.
Jim Hemsap, ADA.
Mark Arden, Western Financial Group.
Mark Davis, ADA.
Ted Leonard, ADA.
Dan Britton, Pantex.
Bob Shepchik, ADA.
Nick Chevoyan, ADA.
Cockrell.
Liz Alma-Ludwig, Sunny Morrison, ADA.
Frank Kempinen, ADA. Do we have public on the phone, please?
Yes, Mayor Lou Hopkins, Fairbanks, North Suburb.
Lisa Ross, Birchwart, Bittner, and Chureau.
Preston Rodvik, ADA. Steve Howell, Walt Shepard.
Pamela Truth, Alaska Commercial Property.
Any other public on the phone? Thank you.
Thank you, Bryn. Before us is our agenda. I'd like to make note on item number six. It's posted as we've got it as new business, but it's really, in fact, old business.
It's posted as old business.
And it's posted as old business now. Yeah. Okay. Item number five is public comments. And please limit your testimony to 3 minutes. We'd like to hear your name and affiliation, if any. And is there anybody in the room wishing to testify? Anybody in the room? I don't see anybody. Anybody online? Anybody online?
Yes, this is Mayor Luke Hopkins, Fairbanks, North Suburb.
Yes, Mayor.
Thank you much for this second opportunity to speak to the business that you have on your agenda today. It's very important for our economy. It is an economic decision. As I testified before, moving the FNG, a local utility, to a not-for-profit cost of service activity, it's more than a model. This will be fact. And I ask that the board approve the sale agreement to purchase Pentex. It will benefit our Fairbanks, North Suburb residents and businesses, our economy. I will be brief. I'll be glad to answer any questions, but I certainly have looked at this from many different angles, and it is an important piece for the Interior Energy Project that will be able to be a step, not the end product, to get lower cost energy to our communities, as I said, to our residents, our families, our businesses. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Any questions, Mayor? Gary?
Mayor Hopkins, I just want to say thank you for you and your colleagues in the other two governments also for your continued support of this project. It wouldn't be where it is today without you, your assembly, and our councils and mayors. So thank you for your patience, your hard work, and your staff's hard work. And we're ready to take the next big step through you because of your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you're welcome.
Thank you, Mayor. Anybody else online wishing to testify?
Yes, my name is Pamela Truth, and I am a business person in Fairbanks.
Okay, Pamela, go ahead.
I'm at a loss, really, at what to say, except that I really question the financial soundness of this transaction. I think by reducing costs for about 1,100 businesses by 13% is not is not nearly enough to effectuate much of a change here. I think that there are other avenues that could have been explored. I'm also not so sure that we're not paying way too much money for it. And the other thing, but my overriding issue to get to have fuel in Fairbanks, heating fuel, be on parity with Anchorage. And this doesn't even come close to accomplishing that. This year alone, I learned last weekend in the governor's conference that the credits that are going to happen in Cook Inlet for natural gas are $281 million. I hope that we see some of that money in reflection to the prices that we're able to get for gas that's going to come north, I suppose. And the other thing I think that we've not really investigated fully enough is having propane here. And so I guess this is going forward. There's probably a lot of things I do not know, and I'll certainly give you that. But I have a lot of reservations about this. And I just want to make that known, and that there's still an awful lot of work to do to get where we need to go. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Pamela. Is there any questions, board members? Gary?
Pam, thank you for your testimony. As you know, I live in Fairbanks. My cell phone is 378-0707. Feel free to call me. I haven't heard from you, but feel free to call me if I can help fill in some blanks and to give you some comfort about the vote today.
I would love to do
that, Gary. I really appreciate your offer.
Thanks. Thank you. Today is always. Somebody's definitely got us on hold.
Yes. Okay. So, anybody else online? Anybody else online? I'm going to close the public comments.
Can other parties online still hear?
Yeah, they can hear us. We just can't hardly hear them. They have to speak up. Next on the agenda is old business. Our plan is going to a quick executive session to talk about the purchase and sale agreement. So I'll take a motion for that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board enter into an executive session to discuss confidential information related to providing guidance for future negotiations on the Interior Energy Project.
Second. All right. We're in executive session. And what room are we in?